Welcome to the Run with Skill podcast. We've got a special guest today. He has suddenly found himself in a supremely rich vein of form since becoming a father. Always a good runner, always a good runner. But he's managed to find a rich vein of form, and it's Jack Whitebury. Welcome, Jack Whitebury.
Hey, Damien. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so we'll give a little bit of background on Jack. He's not been running super long. I think he did a bit. He can tell us himself, but he's got PBs. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, of 15:39 for 5K, 32:54 for 10K, and then 72:41 for the half marathon. And they were all set quite recently, and all in quite a short space of time.
The last 4 weeks. I wouldn't
Last 4 weeks,
recommend
I'd say.
doing 3 races in 4 weeks. The last one, it was hard to get motivated for, but it was good.
Yeah, well, I guess you would have done, because you did the 5K first.
No, the half marathon first.
The half marathon first. Okay, so you kind of, and then you did the 5K, then you did the 10K.
Yeah, and I didn't plan for it that way either. I had a good run in the half.
Yeah.
Saw there was a 5K the next week. Thought, you know what? Let's try and bank some of this fitness. And the 5K went well. I thought, you know what? We wanted to do a 10K for a year or so. Let's go again and see if we can get that next
Yeah,
PB.
because some would say they would target, you know, do it in a more strategic way, the 5K, 10K, half marathon. But you've kind of just gone in there and just gone with the flow. Okay, all right, Jack. So welcome to the show again. Can you tell us how you got into running?
Yeah, so I did run a bit when I was a kid, actually. So primary school and secondary school, I was always in the cross country team. Really liked it. We had a fairly decent team when I was at secondary school, and we qualified for the English school boys final 1 year. And I always remember that, I didn't know at the time, but Adam Hickey won that one, and Jonathan Brownlee was in it as well. I think he came second.
Good company.
I didn't do quite as well. I think I was like fourth from last in the final. But I was a year younger than everyone else, so I'll give myself that break. But yeah, I loved it in school. But then I guess I kind of got to about 14 and became like a moody teenager and didn't want to do anything anymore. So I kind of stopped, really. I wish I hadn't, but I did. I got into a bit too much into Xbox and kind
Xbox,
of
brilliant.
spent my years doing that when I, in hindsight, would have liked to have stayed with the running. But yeah, and then I think it's about 22, and I worked like night shifts at the time, and I started to put on a bit of weight, and decided I need to get fit again. I always liked running when I was a kid, so I started running again. Did like a few park runs, signed up for the British 10K in London, and ran that. And I think I ran it in like 49:58 or something like that, and I was like super pleased, and it was like, I got the bug again, like running that big, like the city race with all the crowds and stuff. And I was like, I quite like this again. And kind of, yeah, just took it from there. Like, kept signing up for more 10Ks, like every few months, seeing the times come down. I remember like getting under 45 minutes and being like, oh, I've made it now. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, I did that for a few years, and then eventually joined the Ealing Eagles when I was living in Ealing. And that was like a real eye opener, because again, like I think I was probably running like 30K a week, thinking like this is like big mileage. I'm like, I'm doing everything I need to do here. And then suddenly you're around people who are running like triple that, and you're like, and it just opens your eyes to this whole new world about club running that I'd never been a part of. And then like I love the social element of it, like met loads of great people. Like it's just like continuous, like you're putting more into it, you're getting more out of it. It's just amazing. I fell in love with it. Then they have like a subgroup in the Ealing Eagles called like, they call it the Perivale Project, which is kind of like it's a good group of runners all targeting like similar times. So they have like sub 3 hours marathon. I think it's like sub 1:25 half, sub like 37 10K, and I think it was sub 18 5K. So like I'm just training with like eight people who are all going for those goals, and it was just amazing. Really, really enjoyed my time there. Then the rest is just carried on trading. The move to Harrow, met yourself, joined Harrow AC. Saw it from a different perspective again, which I really enjoyed, like more competitive, focusing on the club champs and stuff. And Great, love
Yeah.
it.
It's funny you mentioned Adam Hickey there, because I have a story about Adam Hickey that when I was at I did a master's. I was in like 27 at the time, and I ran against him when he must have been about 20, and we were in the heats to the 5K. So the heats, and it was like, I think it was the top five or something got through, and he beat me by like I think 200ths of a second. So I missed out on the final because of Adam Hickey. But yeah, I can yeah. He's since gone on to be a pretty strong runner. It's fine. I'll let him have that one.
I remember seeing him in the Nationals with one shoe on, I think, or something.
Did he win? He didn't win it that year, did he?
No, he lost his
No.
shoe, and I
He
think
lost
like
the.
someone
Okay.
brought him a shoe and he sat down and put it on, and he ended up coming third still. It was that one where it was soaked, it was the mud in Nottingham, I think.
Oh, really, really, really muddy. Yeah, it can get pretty wet there. Okay, so but can you like so. One of the reasons I wanted to get you on, Jack, because you have shown impressive form since you've become a father. And just wanted to have an insight into how you adapted your training, or did you think about it? After your son was born, was there any planning before, or did you kind of just, yeah, do you want to tell us a bit more?
So, I didn't really know what to expect when my wife was pregnant and what it was going to be like. And I think I did like struggle to adapt a bit at the start, and maybe probably still did more running than I should have done in hindsight in the early days. I kind of like wife did all of like the feeding, and she kind of did the nights and stuff. So because I was still working, she was off work, so it didn't kind of I didn't maybe have like the tiredness and the lack of sleep that some other like
The
league
real kind
folks
of
might have.
the real prolonged fatigue, you mean that real,
Like
yeah.
my kind of jobs were like the cooking, the cleaning, the washing kind of stuff, and kind of would do those and do like kind of squeezing a run kind of thing. So it didn't really impact me too much, but I kind of think in hindsight I maybe should have taken a bit more of a break around that time, because I wasn't really training like for a specific goal, just kind of like coasting through. So there wasn't really a great benefit in my training at the time, and I wasn't working towards a goal, but it was also probably taking too much of my personal time as well. So it wasn't really like a good the balance wasn't there. Like
Yeah,
I was not spending as much time as I should have been at home, but not getting anything for not doing that.
so you mean that you were ticking over without a real goal, so yeah, in hindsight maybe. So like you said, it didn't really affect you because like did was your son sleeping pretty well, or were you in a separate bed sometimes, or in terms
Yeah,
of.
I mean, like he the yeah the nights were quite tough, but because I was still at work, and my Jane, who's brilliant and was amazing through the whole time, like she kind of dealt with all that, and like as I was worrying about work and stuff, and she was worrying about that, which again, in hindsight, maybe the balance wasn't quite right at that time around that. So.
And so in terms of when you started to run quickly then, was that yeah, because how old's your son now?
He's 18 months now. 18 months
18 months,
now.
okay. So
Yeah.
it's been a bit of a while. So do you think in like that, even though you said in hindsight you probably shouldn't have done that training, do you think that enabled you to have quite a strong base of fitness? But to lead on to the performances you've got now, or do you think they kind of just you've ta
Yeah,
you've
I'm not
changed
sure.
anything? Have you changed anything in the last sort of 6 to 12 months, or?
Yeah, so I think what so we got in a lot, but like a lot as he's gotten older, he got more of a routine and set weeks and stuff. So you can kind of like it's a lot you can plan in a lot more about what you're going to do at the weekends and things like that. And I think like in the early part of growing up, you're never quite sure when he's going to have a nap, like what's going on. Like you try and plan it, but you're never quite sure. Whereas like now we have a bit more structure, and like between like 12 and 2, you might get 90 minutes to go for a run, etc. So,
Because he has his nap.
ex exactly, yeah. And I also conscious like you don't want to miss anything either. You want to be around as much as you can. So
Mm.
if you're going to do a run of the weekend, like it's the nap, the nap's the golden like window that you've got to do it, and they can plan that now. So you can kind of do a bit more of a like methodical training plan about what about and like set out your week a bit better and like really focus on something. So
Are you just in your? Are you just lucking your running gear ready to go then? And it's about
yeah,
around 12 o'clock. Have you got your gear on? Just
it
waiting for
is a
it to
bit like
sleep. Come on, go to bed, go to bed,
that,
and then
like
boom, out the door.
yeah,
Yeah.
because you I think you have to be very like opportunistic about the
Yeah,
times where you get to
I can
go
imagine.
and do it, and like and as I say, like I don't want it, I don't want the running to impact on anything else that we're doing. Like I love the family time at the weekend, I love going out stuff, and it's really key to get that balance where like you want to spend the time with the family, but like as from a personal point of view, you kind of need the run for like your own goals and like your own mental health and stuff. And like running helps me a lot with that kind of stuff, and like thinking clear, like it helps me think a lot clearer and stuff, and it helps me with my work and all the rest of it. But like just
You'd be a better father as well, I guess, because of that.
well, it's true, like it takes away all your
Yeah.
stress. The amount of times I'm sure every runner is the same, like you feel stressed out, you're like loads going on your mind. You go for a run for half an hour, you come home and you're like a million, you feel a million times better, right? And you can help with other stuff because you've cleared out all the crap in on your head. But yeah, so what I decided to do was now we had a bit of a routine is like target a specific race rather than just kind of like coast through, which is what I've done over the year, just running when I could, etc. So like we had a bit more routine, like we kind of knew for like with my wife Jane, like what work for us now, you know, like running's like kind of made like an agreement that running wouldn't ever like dictate a weekend, like I'd fit in the runs around that and that works well. But like yeah, so I picked the big half as like a half marathon to run because the last half I did was the big half as well, but I finished it quite strongly and kind of felt a bit like I had a bit more in the tank that I worked that and like maybe not, so I wanted to do another one and just yeah, really go for it. So yeah, picked that, kind of put together a loose training plan. So I don't know if you know the like it's called like P&L, like Faster Road Racing book. It's by Pitsanger and Latimer.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, so I kind of took the workouts from that and then combined them with some stuff that like spoke to Mike Lex up at Harrow Track on Tuesday, kind of told him my plan. He gave me some suggestions for workouts as well that built in, took some stuff that learned from you when we worked together when I did the London Marathon and kind of made like this bodge plan around the time I had and what time I'd have at the weekends and stuff. And yeah, it seemed to work. But I think that's been the key is having like that dedicated plan and focus for a specific thing rather than the just ad hoc races
Just
and
run it, yeah.
yeah, which is
So,
quite obvious when you think about it, but like
yeah.
it really has worked. And then if I look back through my running since I got into it in maybe like 2019, every big jump has come from like targeting a specific race with a specific plan. So I did like Berlin in 2019 and followed a plan. Saw big jumps, then London Marathon in 20, was it 2020, was it? 20
I think so,
or
yeah.
2021, which was working with yourself. And yeah, that massive jumps there. And then again, following a specific plan, get them massive jumps.
So, do, like, so, go, so, do you think the have your performances that you did the races that the last 4 weeks were they expected? Were you expecting to run that sort of those sort of performances?
I don't think so. So when I was looking at the half, so that was the main target, and that's the only one I had really in my mind. I had when I first looked at the plan, I kind of thought could a real stretch goal would have been 72:30, and that's just the only reason being that was the London Championship qualifying time. Not that I want to, I don't want to run London right again. I mean, I would like to one day, but not at the moment. I couldn't. There's no way I could train for a marathon and do it at the moment. Like, I just don't have no energy, but just to hit that arbitrary goal. So that was kind of like in the back of my mind. But then when I started training, I was like, I don't think I'm doing enough miles to hit that. So I kind of like reassessed and thought, you know what, like something around like 73, low 74, high 73 would probably be what I'd be happy with. And then they were kind of the paces I trained to. And even like on my later tempo runs, I was like struggling to hit those a little bit sometimes. So I kind of just went into the race like, oh, just see what happens and go with it. But I know whatever I do, don't go out too hard. I went out too hard and but it was kind of like I ha you know what it's like in a race. Sometimes you just get in a good group and you're like, I'm going quicker than I wanted, but this feels good. I feel in control, like I'm just gonna go with it. And then I think I had in my mind I was gonna do, I kind of split the half into like 5K segments. So like set and the first one I was like, I'll do 17:30, then 35 minutes, then 47:30, and then just see what I've got for the last bit. And then I think I did like 17:01, like 16:58, and I hit 10K in 34 minutes. So I'm already like a minute up on what I planned. And
Oof.
I was like, well, I've messed this up. And I was like, this second half is gonna hurt. Like, this is gonna hurt. But I'd say I was in a good group, just went go with it. And then I remember about 14K, that's when it really hurt, 14K. Like, that's when the mental battle just starts and you just got grind it out. And then yeah. And then I think 10K to 15K was like 30, was like, so it was like 17 again or 17:10. But then it was like, then the next one was like 17:58.
Okay,
So
bit
like
of
a
a,
15K
the wheels came
descending.
off a little bit,
Yeah. But not, I just about
just a
held on,
little
I
bit,
think. But it was really, it was hard. It was hard. So I was delighted with the time I finished in. Like, I was really happy.
do you feel like you're quite strong mentally then? Do you feel like if you race, you're going to pull out a, a respectable performance or something close to your best?
I think so. I've never dropped out of a race, even when they've got like hard. I've always like just dug in and like gritted it out and maybe not had like good results. So,
It's the
for
worst
example,
thing to do
so
that.
the 5Ks that I did a few weeks after was the Friday Nights Under the Lights ones in Battersea Park. It was a great race. It's like all club runners. That the one I did a few weeks ago, I was in a group of maybe like 10 to 15 people the whole way around, all running within like 5 seconds of each other in the wave. I think there was about like 80 people in the wave, all running between like 15:10 and like 16:10. It's like amazing, right? Like so good. You almost have to like ride the train round, you know? Like, it's almost like, I know you're a fan of cycling as well. It's almost like being in the peloton. You're just in it, and then someone starts to drop the wheel in front, and you just scoot around, get on the back of the next group, and then just keep going, and then the last K just push on. But
Sorry, that's just reminds me, because I haven't done many of those fast road races, but there's the race in the Antrim 5K. Is Antrim? The Armagh 5K, sorry, and it's very
in
similar. You've
Athenaeum,
just got 120 people, or I wouldn't say it's quite 80, but there's always someone to run with. There's just you got you're either passing someone or someone's passing you. So it just feels like it's actually quite hard to, if you get stuck at the wrong, if you're going too hard, it's quite hard to slow down because you just get sucked along. So you could kind of just have
well,
to, yeah.
that's the point I was making. Like, I've done that race 4 times. Twice it's gone well, twice it's been an absolute disaster. First time I did it, I think I did like sub 5 mile the first mile. I just absolutely blew up and like crawled around. And then second time I did it, I wasn't quite as fit as I was earlier in the year. And I think I ended up doing 16:30. And I was like, I'll go out at 16:20 pace and then pick it up in the second half. But then I couldn't pick it up
Didn't
and just got
happen.
slow. Just got slow. So, but yeah, so they don't always go right. But I think I always try and finish at least.
Okay, so what are you what's your plans for the future? What do you but for the winter, or maybe next summer? Do you have any
Yeah,
goals?
not that much, to be honest with you. Like, I'll be honest, it was quite, I did a 12-week dedicated plan for the half and it was tiring. Like, it was tiring and it took a lot of like juggling stuff around and, like I said, like being opportunistic in the windows I had. And like, if you're going for the run on Sunday, you don't, that's like, there's no other time in the day to do anything. So it's like, do I want to do the ironing or do I want to go for a run? Or like, do I want to mow the lawn or go for a run? You know, like, you can't do both. You to pick. So I'm kind of just going to enjoy like not having to train for something for a while. I obviously do all the cross country. I love cross country. I'll be there at every Met League I can. Yeah, not too much. And I don't know. I'll be a vet next year, so kind of maybe want to try some of the vet track races potentially next summer.
World Masters in Gothenburg. World Masters in
Yeah,
Gothenburg next
well, yeah.
summer. If you
Brilliant.
fancy it.
I've got it's my mum's 60th that weekend, so
Ah, okay. Well, it's a birthday trip to Gothenburg. It's a nice city.
yeah. I would love to though. I would absolutely love to.
So, quick question is then, so if you are at event next year, what do you think about you reaching your peak? Do you think there's more in there? And if there is, how could you eke it out? What do you think you'd need to do to get
Yeah.
to your next peak?
Yeah, I think it's difficult because I kind of I don't really want to do more miles than I've done recently. Like, and I wasn't doing that. I think my biggest week was like 70K, but that's like about right what I can fit in around work commitments and like I'm coming. So I don't know, like maybe some of the shorter stuff potentially. So that's that.
100 meters.
Oh, 100 meters, yeah, no chance.
Yeah,
Oh no, I'm terrible at the sprints. I don't know, maybe like my 3,000 is a time I think I've always like, if I compare it to my other times, is probably like a weaker one. So maybe look at doing that. And then I've always quite liked the idea. I know there's like mixed views on like the Masters races, but there's the like there's like the England Masters thing where you get the England vest and you run against, is it like you run against like Wales and
That's a prop. Well, that is a selection race. So I think at the point you've alluded to, is that thing with Masters is that you can join your Masters like club, and then you get to just go and compete. You choose to compete, whereas that is a selection race. So I think it's just a bit too young, but it's in 2 weeks' time, the selection race. So it's normally classes with like the first league. The area league matches that were classed as Met League, but that's meant to be a really good opportunity, and like it's a real like it's quite challenging to get in, so you have the best guys there. So you're thinking about cross country, okay? So yeah, you think so? What do you think you'd be? Would it just be a matter of fine tuning what you're doing then? Is there anything you could add to your training? Or do you think it's just a matter of not fitting it in?
Yeah, so what? So one of the like the tactics I've got is I do the run commute now.
Okay.
So that's actually helped a lot. So I've got an 8 mile commute to work, and that has helped me do a lot, like increase my mileage. So I have to do that maybe twice a week. And I do it with a bag as well, quite a heavy bag. So it's like, I think that's actually had a big impact. And I've never been one for doing like strength and conditioning, like. I just don't enjoy it. Like, I'm sure you remember like, again, when I was training for the marathon and you're saying do the exercises, just won't do them because I hate it. But I think that's actually helped. I think it's given me like a bit more strength, and even like my son, like picking him up all the time. I think that's actually had like, I think that's had a positive impact on
Inform
him.
informal strength training.
I've always been tempted to do like throw in some double days, but I've not done it yet. So maybe like the run to work and the run home. So that's probably like the biggest opportunity I've got to get more runs in around my current like work home life balance.
Could you get any more quality in? Or do you think that's again, that's down to fatigue and whether you can balance it with everything else?
Yeah, so with the with, if I think back to my training bike, I can only get to the track on a Tuesday, so that's like my one session, and then I was fitting in like a second session as like a park run. So I'd do on the Saturday, I'd do like the long run, and then I'd finish it off with a park run like race.
Okay.
So I'd do kind of like 10 miles, and then race the park run like on the tired legs, and use that as like a second session.
Okay, super. All right. So yeah. So do you think? So I think it's good to hear now that you've managed to start ride the wave of having your son and found a routine. We didn't talk about your 10K. I just want to go. How did the 10K go? Because that was
Oh.
the third of the
Yeah.
hat-trick.
So this was probably my least favorite of the three. I hadn't ra I which is ironic because I used to the only races I used to do was 10Ks when I first started, and then since like joining a club, I think I've only ran like four. Just don't seem to do them now. I don't know. But it was the Vitality 10,000. So I was looking for one, and it's the Middlesex Champs on Sunday in Victoria Park, and I really wanted to do that one. It's £8 to enter. Great field, like good course, but I've got a family thing, so I can't do it. So I had to do the Vitality, which is £50, like not as good course. Big,
Ouch.
yeah, I got a discount code, so it wasn't as much. It was, I think, 38 in the end. But like, and it's the pro it's you have to get there so early at that one because the start waves are like really broad. So if you're not in the pen like early, you get at the back, and there's like almost like a 10 minute window for the wave. So you've got to be there early. And then the race ended up getting delayed because there was a whole issue with like these race packs, and there was a massive queue, and people were still queuing when I finished to get their race number. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's my favorite race, but I wanted to bank get one in and bank the time. So it was kind of the only option I had. And yeah, again, I kind of thought, you know what? I don't know when I'm going to get another go at this. I'm just going to hit it hard and see what happens. So like it's 50 cents. So it's like get rich or die trying, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, it went out. I kind of wanted to go hard and see what I could do. And kind of thinking about 5K time, I was like, don't know, 32:30. Could that be like possible? So I just kind of had that in my mind. And I think I did the first 5K in. It was under 17. Can't remember. Was it under 17? No. Yeah. I can't remember. But there was a, I don't know, I think I did 16. I think I did 16, 10, and then 16, like 50 something in the second 5K. Yeah. Bit of a drop off. But again, it was like, it's a big race. It's like 10,000 people, but a lot of it you're on your own. Like, because it's not
The quality top end isn't specifically,
Yeah, yeah. So, and it was quite windy as well. So there were some stretches where you just got to grit your teeth and go. And I think there was one point about 8K where I was struggling, and this lad came past me and came past me just at the right time, and like just got on the back
Steve
of him for
got on
like
it, yeah.
600 meters.
Hanged
And I
on,
think that saved the race that did. I think if he hadn't gone past then, I might have just coasted to finish. But
Okay, good stuff. All right, Jack. Well, look, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for giving us an insight into your training and good luck in the future. Hope that you can build on this great achievements and yeah, hopefully B35 won't see any slowing down in your
Yeah,
performances and
hopefully. Yeah.
hit the same heights. Okay, all right, thanks, Jack. Cheers to your time.
Magic. Cheers, Damien.
See ya.